Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Sound healthcare decisions are part of good financial planning. The Classic Business Health and Wellness feature is proud to partner with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted partner for life. Now, South Africa's higher education success story risks becoming a rather hollow victory. We've opened the gates to universities for more students than ever before, but behind the lecture halls, an invisible crisis is sabotaging futures. Hunger, mental health strain, and collapsing access to basic healthcare. With final exams underway, the numbers are frankly shocking. Up to 65% of students face food insecurity, 37% meet the criteria for anxiety disorders, and almost a quarter have had suicidal thoughts in just the past month. Well, joining us to unpack this and to outline how the private sector can step in is Benedict Johnson, Executive Head of EBS and New Initiatives at Fundi, which has just launched Fundi Health, which is a healthcare solution that is hopefully going to make a real impact in this space as well. Benedict, welcome. This is a silent healthcare crisis, as you've described it. What are you seeing on campuses that most South Africans simply don't grasp yet?
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, I think education and healthcare, it's inseparable of one another. Because if you're not well, you can't study properly. And if you have anxiety and all those type of things, your education suffers. So for us being so long in the education space, next year will be for 3 decades as Fundi. I think we've grasped what the student needs. And we really need to go a little bit closer and deeper in understanding how we can support these students.
When you look at the economics of student well-being, because obviously there's this paradox, the double burden of malnutrition, where you can be both undernourished and overweight. Much of it has to do with affordability. Let's talk about that 1,650 Rand food allowance. When you run that against real inflation in food staples, what does that buy a student today, and what trade-offs are they making often?
I think from a student's point of view, not much. I don't think a lot of people can live off 1,600. The demands of student life is very hectic. And I think for us, even when you look at universities these days, they've got feeding schemes, how to support students on campus. And that is what most VCs are setting up in university spaces. That shows basically that the need for corporate to really step in and try to support universities and our students, because they are the future of tomorrow, and we need to see how we can help them and guide them, because depending only on government and trying for government to bring the solutions alone, I don't think we will get there. As you've noted in your intro, that there's so many students that have entered university life. So the demands on government has become huge. So it's time for corporate really to pull up their sleeves and get working.
You draw a direct line between nutrition, cognition, and dropout rates, which makes intuitive sense. I mean, to study on an empty stomach is very difficult. From your research, how large is the academic and economic cost of this problem to the country?
Every university suffers with something like that. As you can see with students, if you look at how many students find themselves on this funding, it's a lot of students. And at the end of the day, NSFAS can only support a student that far with 8,600. And for us as corporates that find ourselves in this space, yes, because if a student healthcare is suffering, obvious, if he doesn't have proper funds, his nutrition is suffering, his health is suffering. So where does the books really fit in that scheme of things? So for us, it's really to create a vehicle for corporates to say, let's work together. And let's start delving a little bit deeper into how we can create solutions together. Because it's very difficult to come and say this university suffers with that because all of them are different. But also, you know, getting the data with what we're trying to do will be important for us going forward, because that will inform more and more solutions. But we need corporate to partner up with us also.
Well, let's turn to the intervention, because the data that I quoted in my introduction is really stark. The fact that 1 in 4 students are having suicidal thoughts. And I think a lot of the mental health crisis also stems directly from financial and food stress. What exactly is Fundi Health? How does it differ from traditional student medical aid or insurance models?
So Funny Health is really a product. It's not a shelf product that you got and we went and just tried to skin it and tried to show you something for the student market. I think being so close to students over the years, we've realized that, you know what, there's more to health even in accessing a doctor. There's the mental side. So Funde Health was really curated to say, here's the health side where the doctor and virtual doctors are coming in. But further from the website, what we've also created is assistance for students to getting access to psychologists and those type of things. So that in itself will give us a little bit of insight what students are experiencing, because the wellness side of the overall product is so important for us, because understanding what they're experiencing, that way we can even more and more tweak this product to get to the best type of solution for students. But also we've taken in consideration the money that students are getting, because when you access this health plans, you get them from 220 till 290 a month for all what we're going to offer.
Is that the cost?
Yeah, that is a cost per month.
Wow. Between 220 and 290 rand a month. I mean, that is
that is the cost.
Remarkable, given what we have to pay, as we know, for medical aid and even medical insurance. When you're looking at this, have you sat down with the universities to integrate Fundi Health into the existing student support frameworks?
Currently now we're having extensive discussions with different universities how we can integrate it. But for us, it's also important we understand there's solutions out there. And how are we going to bring it to universities? We try to bring corporates more involved to sponsor, especially the alumni of universities, to say, you know what, we want a vehicle to make sure we're taking care of the wellness of universities. And those are the areas we want to partner in. Because for us, it's putting it in the structure of a university and make it a requirement for student. It just puts a little bit extra financial burden on that student again, and that is not our aim. What we're trying to do is to really see how corporates, and you know these philanthropists, can sponsor some students, and let's start small and really build off it and integrate it properly. But we want to make sure that corporate supports it more than just giving an additional burden to a student again financially.
Are you seeing appetite within government or the Department of Higher Education to engage with solutions like Fundi Health, or are you finding that bureaucracy is still a barrier?
I think for government, they've got so many other pressing issues that they need to deal with. And for us, I think what Fundi has done is really to try and bring all the partners. Even when you look at the partners involved, you get Momentum, you get Abovax, you get Lancet Laboratories. All these guys has come together, and there's more partners that has come together. I feel what we are trying to do, we want to create a public-private partnership that can grow and support government in whatever they do and whatever right. their endeavors are. And this is what we're trying to build, because we're so used to looking at government for solutions. But what we are saying is, Fundi, with a 30-year track record, trust us to take that money and bring real change to our students over the next period, over the next year or so.
Yeah, because if we fail to act, Benny, you know, the next decade is pretty bleak, and by extension for our economy's talent pipeline. So finally, for parents or students and sponsors listening tonight, what could they do right now to be part of the solution?
So for sponsors, they can get onto our website, as well as students, fundehealth.co.za. There's for institutions, there's for students. They will access it, they'll see the rates, they'll see the benefits of the product. Or they can contact Fundi directly on 011-670-6100. I'm happy to have discussions and see how best we can work together. I think from Fundi's side, we feel partnerships is so important these days to bring our students up to a level. Because if you go back, international students, it's a requirement of them to have healthcare. But our local students, it's not a requirement. And that was the main question. Why does our local students, why didn't it become a requirement to have healthcare in our universities and so on? And that is what we tried to solve when we looked at initially the product, the problem. per se.
Well, I mean, and it speaks to that holistic wraparound support for the students so that, you know, we're not throwing good taxpayer money after bad and seeing very poor throughput rates and, you know, students being placed under such a burden that they're having suicidal thoughts. I mean, just the thought of that is absolutely chilling. Benny Johnson, thank you very much. Executive Head of EBS and New Initiatives at Fundi. His message is a sobering one. Without healthy students, there's really no healthy economy. And the launch of Fundi Health may be just the first stitch in repairing that social fabric that links education, nutrition, and mental well-being. The Classic Business Health and Wellness feature is brought to you in partnership with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted healthcare partner for life. Remember to join Classic Business and MedShield Medical Scheme next week for more insights on health and wellness.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.